This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The United States Army is providing new information about an incident at Arlington National Cemetery involving Donald Trump's staff. Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Trump was at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier Monday and later at Section 60, the burial site for fallen from Afghanistan and Iraq. An Army spokesman says all participants were told of rules banning political activities at Arlington, and when a cemetery employee tried to enforce them, was pushed aside. The spokesman says the employee refused to press charges. The Trump campaigns denied it did anything wrong. A defense official told the AP yesterday the campaign had been warned about not taking pictures in Section 60. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A spokesperson for Trump's Democratic opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, said the reports of the altercation were, quote, what we've come to expect from Donald Trump and his team, end quote. A Ukrainian F-16 fighter jet was destroyed in a crash on Monday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Ukrainian F-16 fighter jet was destroyed in a crash on Monday, according to a U.S. official, just weeks after the first of the American-made aircraft arrived in Ukraine. Initial reports indicate the jet wasn't shot down by enemy fire, although the incident occurred during a massive Russian missile barrage across the countries, an official adds. Rather, the crash was likely a result of pilot error. Ukraine used the jets for the first time in combat to shoot down Russian missiles during the strikes this week, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced on August 5th that Ukraine had started flying those F-16s for operations within the country, confirming the long-awaited arrival of the U.S.-made fighter jets.